Oh, man, I am so excited about the stuff I have planned for this year, for 2012. 2011 for me felt like a very... I feel kind of like I stagnated. I mean, especially as far as the webcomic goes, I really didn't do anything beyond just create the comic. I had all these plans for stuff I wanted to do to the website and all these other little projects I had. Nothing really came to fruition, and that's partly due to my laziness, and also partly due to the fact that the comic kind of monopolizes a lot of my time, and when I do have free time, I kind of have to use it towards taking care of all the other things I've been putting off all week. But this year, I am pumped. I mean, I am downright excited about the stuff I have planned and excited to actually make it happen this year. And one of the things I'm going to pursue, I don't know how far I'm going to get into it with this year. This year is kind of a webcomic year, a year where I kind of play around with that. But I'm also kind of, I got one eye towards podcasting and doing more with podcasting. Like one thing I definitely want to do is I want to do more of these. I want to get back in that habit again. I know I've talked about this before, like I should get back in the habit and then I don't talk for like 3 months or whatever. But I really want to get in the habit of doing the audio blogs and maybe not, at the minimum of once a week. I think that's a doable schedule. But I really want to do, I want to do more podcasts, but the thing is, I don't know what I want to do. I like the idea. I definitely don't want to do it by myself. These little 5-minute audio blogs are fine. I wouldn't want to do a whole hour show by myself. I mean, who would want to listen to that? Podcasts work best when you get people to bounce off of. I'm not sure. I'm leaning towards maybe right now I have the Geeks of Steel with Matt Forkham. That's going great. But I don't know. I'm trying to think, what do I know that I could talk about? And I was like, well, I know movies. I really have a real fondness for movies. Like, I got a real kind of, not just a passing interest in movies. I really like movies. I thought, well, that may be fun. Maybe a podcast about movies. And I'm also a big gamer. Probably since the age of 11 or so, I got into role-playing games. And to a lesser extent, some kind of gamer board games and stuff, but it was mostly role-playing games. I was thinking, like, maybe I can get some of my gamer friends to get on Skype or actually come over and do some podcasts, like a gamer podcast. It would just be old stories. It wouldn't be, like, reviews of anything new or anything, but I don't know. All I know is I'm eager to talk. I just don't have anyone to talk to right now. And, or at least anyone who like actually has the time to do podcasts. I don't know what to do. To me, the fantasy is like, I can actually get like an internet radio thing going where, Monday through Friday. Maybe like around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, kick on the mics. We do a live show, goes out over the internet. And then, once the show's over with, then we actually kind of we save it as a podcast. So you can listen to it live or you can listen to it at your leisure later on. I love the idea of doing that. I don't know if I'm ever going to have time to do that. This year, probably not. This year, I got a whole mess of stuff I got to do. I feel like I'm in a very chatty mood right now. Tell me what you think. What kind of shows would you like me to do? Is there something that you want me to talk about? Maybe you just want me to talk about webcomics. I don't know how much I could talk about them, to be quite honest. If you have ideas for like shows you think maybe I'd be good for, maybe stuff you want to hear me talk about, let me know. Talk to you guys later.